Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, something that may be important to you is finding happiness. But believe it or not, actually the seeking of happiness can keep us from being happy. Let me explain. Let's explore the world of dating for a moment. You may have been married for a very long time if you're listening to this podcast, or you may be out there looking for your future mate. But in either situation, I think you can relate to this. People that tend to be desperate, looking really hard to find their future mate, often come across as not very desirable. But those who are more relaxed about it and just kind of sit back and enjoy the journey of dating have a much better chance of often finding their mate. And that more tense person, even when they meet someone who may be a mate, is kind of going through a lot of head stuff, thinking, well, is this the right person? Is this going to work? What if it doesn't work? Just a lot of mental commentary that actually keeps them from enjoying the journey. So while they're looking, they're upset, but even their upsetness can keep them from finding their mate because it puts them on edge and they're just not as comfortable and relaxed. Now let's take it to the next phase of life. We're looking for a new job and we're excited but nervous. So we go on that first interview and we're so nervous that we may or may not get the job. What will it mean if we don't? What will people think about us? What if they don't like us? That we come across so tense that they sometimes don't hire us. And even if we get hired, we're so worried about doing a good job and will they like us and what will our reviews look like that we really don't enjoy the job and often don't do as well because we're so preoccupied about doing well. So how do these two examples relate to happiness? Well, sometimes we are so preoccupied with being happy that we're not being happy. I mean, we can go through our mind, am I happy right now? Am I doing well? Are things going great? Am I in that place of detached awareness? Am I? We just keep going on and on and on that we're precluding happiness. We're keeping it away because we're not making space for happiness. One of the things that I argue is happiness really is our natural state. We lose it when we get into our head. And one of the ways we can get into our head is by questioning whether we're happy all the time. One of the reasons this comes up is because we like to compare and contrast. Again, we let our ego, which is our mind, compare and contrast to previous experiences. And we say, well, is this as good as the other time? Am I in that happy place I was in 4 years ago, 2 months ago, yesterday? And in the process of questioning, we're keeping ourselves from fully being present in the moment that is occurring. Because in life, sometimes we have exquisite times. We get to have experiences that are truly beyond belief. But if we're comparing and contrasting every moment to those most exquisite times, what's going to happen is we're missing out on what is happening. Life is beautiful when we don't compare it to the past or our mind's idea of what should be. It just is. And when we truly steep ourselves in what is, without comparing or contrasting or wishing it was different or better or worse, we do so much better. But when we start comparing and contrasting or we're analyzing all the time, we miss out on just the fluidity of happiness that flows through us. We can be in a good place most of the time as long as we keep our mind still, be present, and love what is. Now, most of us listening to this podcast aren't drug addicts right now. But let me explain a little bit about the two most intense drugs out there right now. That would probably be crack and heroin. If you've ever met anyone who's done those drugs, they'll tell you that that first hit they get is exquisite. And what they're doing is they're just taking hit after hit after hit so they can re-experience that first hit. But every time they take it, it doesn't compare to that first hit. So they are just what's called chasing the high. And of course, none of us aspire to be drug addicts because it's a very sad existence. They struggle. And even though they have these intense highs, mostly they're miserable. And mostly they're comparing their current life to what life had been a few times. And they're wanting to get that intense high back again. And they'll almost sell everything they have, including their own souls, to get it. Well, let me use one of my own examples. I began meditating over 30 years ago. And if you know much about meditation, it's a very peaceful, relaxing experience. But it also sometimes, at least from my experience, can have some amazing experiences that are incredibly high, much like a drug experience, a drug high. Well, when I began having these many years ago, I began chasing those highs and became desirous of keeping them going all the time. And it actually made me depressed because I wanted to feel that way all the time. And I couldn't. I couldn't maintain that, not in this life. So what freed me of it ultimately was just letting it go. When they come, I enjoy them, but I don't compare and contrast life to them. And I definitely don't chase them. Sometimes I have them, sometimes I don't. It doesn't even matter. If they come, great. And if they don't, great. It doesn't matter because life in and of itself is very peaceful and very beautiful. Those highs are nice, but they can be very addictive and they can keep us from loving that which is. Because life is always somewhere beautiful. We can always find something beautiful to be with if we don't compare and contrast. But once we start comparing and contrasting to other experiences, we are going to suffer. And that's why we suffer when we seek happiness, because the process of seeking happiness kicks the ego in. And the ego will very quickly start comparing and contrasting. Again, when bad things happen, we'll say, oh, I'm not happy. What am I going to do? Is this going to last forever? I'm going to be miserable. And when good things happen, our mind, our ego is going to say, oh, I want that. I want to keep that going. Am I feeling that good right now? Either way, we're going to suffer. If we just let go and be, just let go and be, what we'll find is that in and of itself brings about a peacefulness, really a happiness, even in the challenging times, even in the happy times. So when we're enjoying ourselves, when it's going great, we enjoy it. We enjoy it really well because we're not wanting to hang on to it. When the tough time comes, we say, well, this isn't exactly what I wanted, but I'm going to make it work. I'm going to do my best. Now, mind you, there are many things we can do that help alleviate suffering and bring about happiness. This podcast has over now 60 episodes talking about different things that we can do. But I really like to keep things simple so that when I'm stuck, I know what to do. I just have a very simple plan to get back to being in that good place. And it's really simple. When things start going awry, because our ego starts creating stories, either trying to grab onto something or push something away, let's just relax and really be present in the moment and flow and say, well, that isn't the best dessert, but the main course was good. So what we do is we find something good to be with. Again, you know, I often use cases of worst case scenarios, but let's say again, we are stuck at an airport and our flight got delayed and it's quite delayed and we don't even know how long we have. We say, well, can I perhaps read a book right now or strike up a great conversation with this person I don't know? It's like when life throws us lemons, we find something that works for us. We don't just suffer. We find things to do that bring pleasure. And because we're not attached, because we're not seeking to be happy all the time, no matter what, it's so much just flowing with things. And that's really what it's about. Taking a deep breath and just being with what is and looking for things in that beingness that are beautiful. There's just always something beautiful, positive, loving we can be with. And if we don't create stories, in and of itself, life is beautiful. It's the stories that we create that causes suffering. We know that about PTSD victims. Those are people that struggle from post-traumatic stress disorder. Often why they're struggling as much as they do, because they keep reliving the events that occurred to them. And that causes them to suffer. As they're able to let go and heal, they get better. So life, of course, throws us things that are difficult. But when we relax and don't expect things to go smoothly all the time, don't expect to be happy all the time and things to be great, then guess what? Life gets pretty good. It's like by relaxing and saying, I don't need everything to be great all the time, then life gets a lot better all the time. Because we're just not needing things to be a certain way. We don't have those expectations that keep us from loving what is. When we have expectations, we're comparing, we're contrasting. And that comparing and contrasting causes a lot of suffering. Because, you know, life is like a wave. It comes up, it goes down. And if we learn to ride those waves instead of fighting life, then we don't suffer. It's like going to an amusement park and taking a roller coaster ride. If we enjoy the ups, we enjoy the down, we mostly just enjoy the experience. Life at the amusement park can be wonderful. It's the same with life. If we just enjoy the ups and the downs, then life goes well. But if we seek happiness, if we seek too hard, then our egos are going to kick in. There's going to be a lot of comparing and contrasting, and we are going to suffer. Happiness happens when we quiet our minds and just be. So this week, let's pay attention to our thoughts. Let's really watch them and say, am I comparing and contrasting? Am I seeking happiness? Or am I just being? And in that beingness, happiness arrives. Happiness is there, actually. It's always been there. We just have to be still and be with our internal state of happiness. Thank you for joining me on this happiness podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you are benefiting from these podcasts and want to tell others, a great way of doing that is if you go to the website, you'll find on the left-hand column a little red YELP, and then a couple places beyond it, a G+, that stands for Google Plus, and the other one stands for Yelp. You just click on those two icons, and they'll take you to their site where it says write a review or leave a review. And that way, it really is a helpful way to people learn about this podcast and start listening. So until next time, accept what is, love what is.